sitting off the top of the fifth for Silver Street. Second baseman.
Top of the fifth, top of the order here in Meyer Grove. That starts with Chad Funk for New Munich. It'll be Funk, Funk, Funk as Jokola's first offering to Chad. Swing and a miss right there. Chad thinking that Luke was coming in the zone with the first one. He saw fastball. Just turns out it was chin high as Chad goes for a little stroll out of the batter's box. Jokola right back. His one strike offering to Funk. That is in there for a strike, and Chad in a hole. At 0-2, Chad singled in the third inning, punching a base knock through for the Silver Streaks. Jokola's 0-2 pitch fouled back, and the count remains at 0-2. Two in the third inning for New Munich. Single, walk, base knock, fielder's choice. As an errant and wild pitch got some runs in for New Munich there. As Nolan Sand and Hunter Rademacher have scored our game's only runs. Two-strike pitch bouncing up there. Chad lays off. It goes to 1-2. Funk in the white New Munich jersey. The 1-2 pitch, that's hit in the air to left field. Adams was on it. Now he comes in a little bit. Dusty makes the catch cap high for out number one.
Back in my playing days, facing Chad Funk, always frustrated our pitchers box. Because he makes them work so hard, yeah. Kirby. I mean, it's amazing what he does to pitchers.
Didn't get a lot of those one-pitch outs.
No.
Logan Funk to the batter's box. Looks at a first-pitch ball from Jokola. Logan flew out to right and reached on a fielder's choice. He hit that ball to third, Randy, that Elshire tried tagging out Hunter Rademacher. 1-0 pitch in there for a strike from Jokola, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Will Funk on deck for New Munich. 1-1 pitch, off speed, missing low. Moving our count to 2-1. Great crowd on hand here today for the final Saturday of Regions.
What you think? 400?
I'm not showing my hand yet until I'm forced to guess, because I got to guess first today, Randy.
It's like top of the fifth. They quit collecting. They're not there anymore.
Swing and a miss from Logan Funk. 2-2 the count. Jokola's 2-2 pitch. That is below the knee for a ball. Fills it up at 3-2. Did not miss by much right there. Funk's the catcher, though. He should know the zone, right?
Yes, he should.
Jokola's payoff pitch to Logan Funk. That pitch is looped into short center field. Carter Thielen coming over. He will give way to Dusty Adams. Discards his hat. Makes the catch on the run. Old guy calls off the young guy and puts it away for out number two.
Yeah, nice catch by Dusty. Came a long way to make that catch in shallow left field.
Stepping up to the plate.
So two down. That'll bring Will Funk to the plate. A couple flyouts for Will thus far here today. Looking to get something going for the Silver Streaks here in the fifth inning as Jokola's first offering to Funk. That's hit on the ground. Deep, and it'll be through the left side. A solid two-out knock right there. Thought Bacchus had a chance at it, Randy, but some stank behind it off the Funk barrel, and he's aboard with his first hit of the day.
Yeah, he hit it hard. Hit it with authority. We'll leave it up to his pitcher now.
I'll bring Ty Reller to the plate. Reller 0 for 2 on the day thus far. I love it. The Little League All-Star, right? Pitching, yeah, and batting cleanup. As Jokola is set, Funk takes off on the first pitch. That pitch in there for a strike down to second base with ease. It is Will Funk.
Yeah, he stole that one off of Jokola, Kirby.
They actually called that a ball, excuse me. So Funk goes first move off Jokola, takes second base. As Reller looking to clutch up right now, get another one in for the Silver Streaks, who already lead by two in the middle innings here. We are in the top of the fifth. Jokola's 1-0 pitch to Reller, missing low. And he's ahead of the count at 2-0. Ty struck out looking in the second inning. Bounced out to Adam Bacchus to end the third. 2-0 the count. Jokola set. His 2-0 pitch is looped foul down the left field line. Carter Thielen's dad, Bill Thielen, over for a look at it, Randy, but that ball drops. 2-1 the count now. Funk at second base. He singled and stole second. Buddy trying to keep him there. 2-1 pitch to Reller. Fouled to the screen. And that evens our count up at 2-2 to tie. 2-2 the count. If Reller extends the inning, it's Joe Stengler in the on-deck circle for the Silver Streaks here in the fifth inning. Wind blown out to left field here still in Meyer Grove. As Jokela set his 2-2 offering to Reller. That's hit in the air to short center field. Bacchus will make the catch. On the run, behind the bag at second. Just kind of hung up there a little bit. Thought it might be one of those soft liners that dies, but Bacchus over to make the catch to retire Reller. That does it for the Silver Streaks in the fifth. No runs, one hit. There were no Royal Airs. One runner left on base after 4.5. 2-0 at New Munich over Richmond right now. Bottom of the fifth coming up in a minute on your home for Region 15C.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Leo's Auto Body and Glass. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Bottom five we go. 8-9-1 in the Royal batting order as it starts with Carter Thielen looking at a ball from Ty Reller. Thielen, Bacchus, and Elshire due up for Richmond. Haven't had a lot going against Reller thus far as the 1-0 pitch, that's above the letters as well. Now 2-0. Carter flew out to left fielder Hunter Rademacher as Reller's 2-0 pitch. That is in there for a strike to move our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count. Richmond with two hits here today. As Reller comes right back, his 2-1 pitch to Thielen. Big swing and a miss from Carter. As Ty fell behind, but he battles back with two strikes. Now 2-2. Reller, the Silver Streak lefty, rocks and fires. His 2-2 pitch to Thielen popped up, fouling out of play. 2-2 the count. Carter's brother Dalton, MIA today, Randy. College football down at Gustavus Adolphus.
What year is he?
2-2 pitch is tipped foul by Thielen. Stays alive. He would be a super senior, his fifth year there. He's a team captain. He was voted team MVP last year for Gustavus, I believe. So when you're the captain, it's tough to skip the practice. 2-2 the count. Reller right back. His 2-2 to Thielen. Off speed, missing outside. Logan Funk tried sticking that one. Missing off the corner. Ty thought he had it in the zone as well. Steve Hennon says no, fills the count up at 3-2 as Reller rocks and fires. Payoff pitch to Thielen, swung on and missed with the off-speed. Carter's out on strikes for out number one and strikeout number three for Ty Reller.
Ty is one of those pitchers, Kirby, if he can get on a roll. And we've seen him have games like that over the years. Right now he is cruising.
Adam Bacchus to the plate for Richmond, first offering from Reller. Off-speed pitch missing down right there to Bacchus, who bounced out to Reller. Second out in the third inning as Reller's 1-0 pitch to Bacchus. That is outside for a ball, 2-0 once again. He went 2-0 to Thielen, now 2-0 to Bacchus. And Ty and Steve Hennon won't be exchanging Christmas cards this year, Randy, as Ty's not in love with the corner calls right now. As 2-0 pitch to Bacchus, that is in there for a strike. Moving our count to 2-1. Chase Elshire, leadoff man, who's reached twice on deck for Richmond here in the fifth. New Munich up 2-0. 2-0 lead for the Silver Streaks here. As the 2-1 pitch, Bacchus fouls this one off the food stand. And he comes back. Consecutive strikes does Reller again to even our count at 2-2.
Of course, the week has been buzzing, Kirby, with the New Munich comeback against Lake Henry last week. That was one for the ages, wasn't it?
Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe my eyes as the 2-2 pitch missing high for a ball to Bacchus.
Many
fills it up at 3-2. As the payoff pitch to Bacchus, that is hit in the air down the right field line. That ball will drop for a one-out single for Bacchus. As Adam punching one to right, I mean, you go into that ninth inning, and You start the inning with a pinch hitter, Joe Hoppe. And, you know, they had some reserves in the game. I think they only had, of their nine starters, did only Funk, Reller, Stangler, and maybe Hiddenkamp were the only starters that remained in there. And they, you know, took advantage of some walks and had a an error to end the game. Tying run into the batter's box now for Richmond as Elshire steps in with Bacchus aboard at first. First pitch to Chase is in there for a strike. As Elshire hit by a pitch in the first, singled in the third.
That Bacchus hit was only the third hit of the day off of Tyrell Kirby, and he has scattered those hits.
That pitch is fouled at home plate by Elshire, and Chase is in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count to the Royal third baseman. Thought he should have did a little more with that one strike pitch than just chunk it foul. As 0-2 the count. Sun poking through here for the afternoon game. All right. Reller's two strike pitch to Elshire. That's hit in the air to short center field. Coming on is Hiddenkamp. Jacob will make the catch in center as Elshire with a soft pop out for out number two.
Jacob was playing him very deep yet, Kirby. They respect Chase Elshire's power.
Coming up to the plate, right fielder, Cam Miller.
They'll bring Cam Miller to the plate for Richmond. Cam with a sack bunt earlier. On the tournament for Miller, he's 2-for-9 with a run score coming in, so he is 2-for-10 on the tourney. Bacchus with a good lead over at first base. Reller comes home with a slide step, and Miller looks at a first pitch strike. Bounced out. That was that collision at first base between Miller and Reller to end the third. Cam bounced out to the first baseman, Nolan Sand. As Reller, left-hander set, looks over at Bacchus. Is one strike pitch. That's in at the knees to Miller, and Cam's in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count as Reller pitching with one on here. Bacchus with a one-out single. There's two away now. Adam still over at first. We're in the fifth, 2-0 in favor of New Munich. Took advantage of a couple of Richmond mistakes in the third inning as that pitch is fouled away by Miller. How did he hit that thing, Randy? Off the corner, just somehow got a bat on it.
Hit and run.
With two strikes, though? It's tough to do.
Yeah.
0-2 the count. I'm thinking that was on the corner. He somehow just got his bat over there to stay alive. Reller looks into Funk for the sign. Bacchus, good lead over at first, takes another step. The 0-2 pitch to Miller. That's served to short left field. That ball will drop in front of the left fielder, Hunter Rademacher. Bacchus scoots up to second base. Miller, nice piece of hitting right there, Randy, with two outs.
I don't know if that pitch before had Miller put the bat on the ball there and got a similar hit, Kirby. I don't know, even with Adam going, if he would have been able to make it to third. You know, that ball falling right in front of the left fielder.
And Rademacher coming right on it.
Yeah.
So, tying run aboard for
this
Richmond here. Yeah, this is the guy. He built your order around as Cole Schmitz into the batter's box. 0-for-2 today, but a big region tournament thus far. Bacchus leads from second. Miller from first. Reller looking to get nasty right here. His first offering to Schmitz. Big swing and a miss with the off speed that Cole swings over for strike one.
Was he looking up at you?
Yeah, we may have made eye contact right there. It's tough to keep his head in on that off speed pitch. Reller getting ahead at 0-1. 2-0 New Munich here in the fifth as Reller's one-strike pitch to Cole. That is off the plate for a ball to even it up at 1-1.
Cole recognizing, Kirby, that is not his pitch on that outside corner. He's going to pop that one up. He needs it in over the plate.
Reller set. Long pause. Couple looks at Bacchus. This pitch curls inside for a ball. Now 2-1. Not a lot of room for error. I know where Cole stands in the batter's box. It's tough to imagine that pitch missed inside. 2-1 the count as Reller. He's set. The lefty ready. His 2-1 pitch to Schmitz. That curls in there for a strike to even it up at 2-2. Cole didn't like that one. 2-2 the count to the Royal catcher.
That's a big nasty there by Ty Reller.
The lefty steps off the back of the rubber. He's back out in front of it now. Bacchus leads from second. He singled. Miller from first. He singled. Reller set. Couple looks at Bacchus at second base. Now a third. The 2-2 offering to Schmitz. That's hit in the air. Deep to left field. Going back with a play. Catching it in front of the fence is Hunter Rademacher. Not a ton of room left behind Hunter, but he puts it away just enough ballpark here in Meyer Grove as Reller keeps Schmitz in the yard, and the Royals leave a couple. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. Two runners left on base. We have played five. 2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. On to the sixth. Coming up in a minute and a half, and you'll hear it right here on KASM.
When it comes to a fun night out with friends, a quick bite with the family, or just stopping in to wet your whistle on a hot day on the water, the answer time and time again is Shady's Long Shots on Highway 23 between Cold Spring and Richmond. Shady's has daily specials that keep customers coming back. Tuesday, it's $5 tacos and $3 margaritas. Wednesday, three-piece chicken dinner for $8. Thursday, it's wings and $3 rails and domestic beer. Fun is always going on at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Wishing best of luck to all the teams in this year's Region 15 seed tournament. Local farmers are busier than ever this time of year. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, thanks local farmers for their hard work, especially throughout this harvest season. It's our honor to support you with a full selection of insurance coverages for your farming needs. Trust in farming, trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
On to the sixth, Regions 2022 here in Meyer Grove. Joe Stengler looks at a first pitch strike from Luke Jokola. Stangbang, 1-for-2 on the day. Neil Anderson, Jacob Hinnenkamp to follow here in the sixth inning. Jokola's 1-1, or excuse me, one strike offering, bouncing up there, making it 1-1. Cold Spring Rockies and St. Joseph tied 1-1 after three innings in Eden Valley. That's a win and end game between St. Joe and Cold Spring. As Jokola right back is 1-1 offering to Stengler. Off the plate for a ball, moving our count to 2-1. 2-1 the count to Joe Stengler. As Jokola, 2-1 pitch. That's high ball 3, now 3-1. New Munich leads 2-0 here. As they scored 2 in the third inning. That's the only offense we've seen thus far. As Jokola's 3-1 offering. Off the plate for a ball, and Stengler coaxes a leadoff walk here. So Joe's aboard to get things going for the streaks in the sixth.
Yeah, Jokola's pitch is not missing by much, but home plate umpire Hennon has been pretty much accurate today, Kirby, behind the plate.
Bring Neil Anderson to the plate. See if Paul Sand asks Neil to sacrifice right here. He does square, and he misses low, does Jokola, scooped out nicely by Cole Schmitz. One ball, the count to Anderson. Bounced into a double play in the second, singled, was stranded at second in the fourth inning. The left-hander set. His 1-0 pitch, that is bunted right side. Jokola will field. He's only got one play. That's to first. He flips it over to Holthaus. Stengler checks in at second base after the sacrifice for out number one.
Yeah, that's best case scenario. What could have happened there? Anderson got the bunt down perfectly, and they made the play on him, but yeah, Neil's still hobbled by that hamstring.
Yeah, I mean, he thought maybe if Richmond could turn two on it, maybe an opportunity to, but a good bunt right there as Hinnenkamp looks at a first pitch strike at the knees from Jokola. Jacob thus far struck out and flew out. That check swing fly out to Kyle Buddy back in the fourth inning. We're in the sixth, 2-0 New Munich here, as Jokola's one strike pitch chopped foul by Hinnenkamp, and he's in a hole at 0-2. Nolan Sand into the on-deck circle for New Munich. Cole Schmitz out from behind the plate, Randy. Maybe the sign sequence is being picked by Joe Stengler.
Yeah, and Joe, an old former catcher. I shouldn't say old, but just former catcher. Maybe Cole Schmitz is saying, yeah, we better switch it up.
0 and 2 the count. As Hinnenkamp in a hole. One away, runner at second base. As the 0-2 offering to Hinnenkamp, that's missing low for a ball. 1-2 the count. Richmond looking to try to make their 15th state tournament. New Munich, their 10th. A couple of Stearns County League teams who've made the big dance before. As the 1-2 pitch, that's low for a ball. Now 2-2 from Jokola. As Hinnenkamp laying off some of these lower pitches. It was a walk for Stangler. He was bunted to second base by Neil Anderson. Hinnenkamp's trying to get him moving. As Jokel is 2-2, that's high ball three, very high ball three, and that fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Cloud jumps back in front of old Mr. Sun. Wind still pushing out to left. As Jokel is set, looks at Stangler at second. The payoff pitch, that is hit in the air to center field. Carter Thielen has it measured, comes in a couple steps, makes the catch for out number two. Soft fly ball to center.
What a difference 8 days makes. I mean, Luke Jokola last Friday night against Watkins was so accurate. He's around the plate, and today he's just all over. He's jumping around with that ball all over.
Didn't have many three-ball counts.
No.
And he seems like he's going three balls to everybody here today. As it's up to Nolan Sand for the streaks here in the sixth, as Jokola's first offering to Sand is in there for a strike, and Cole Schmitz pops up, thinking Joe Stangler's secondary lead was getting a little large. Cole didn't end up throwing it, but he got Joe to scamper back to the bag. Pitch in there, as I had mentioned, for a strike to Nolan Sand, who's got two hits on the day thus far, Randy. 2-for-2. As the one-strike pitch that's gobbled up by Schmitz as it was missing low.
And has played a whale of a first base today.
Yeah, he's been active.
A lot of balls hit to him.
Busy over there. 1-1 the count. As Jokola looks back at Stangler at second base, his 1-1 pitch to Sand. That's hit. Diving attempt is coming up empty with Bacchus. Sand will hold Stangler at third base. Adams was coming in hard. Paul put the brakes on. Dusty ended up bobbling the ball a little bit, Randy. But the runner stays at third. Three hits now for Nolan Sand.
Pretty impressive. Nolan having a day.
So first and third with two away, and it's up to the ninth place hitter, Hunter Rademacher. Sand aboard for the third time. 3-for-3 with three singles. As Jokola, his first offering to Rademacher, that is fouled off the mask of Cole Schmitz. For strike one. Steve Hennin recognizing that got Cole in the chops. He walks the ball out slowly to Jokola on the mound and makes his way back. Sweeps off a plate that didn't have a ton of dirt on it. One strike the count. Stangler at third. He walked. Sand at first. He singled. Two away here. Streaks with a two-out threat in the sixth inning. They lead by two. They're looking for more.
Little activity in the Royal bullpen.
One strike pitch waved at and missed right there. As 0-2 the count now to Hunter Rademacher. Yes, the farming draftee, Adam Niebauer. Starting to throw down the left field line. Two quick ones on Rademacher. As Jokola, the left-hander, set right at the chin. Looks over at Sand. He'll come home. His 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He gets Rademacher out on strikes for out number three. For Luke, that is his fourth strikeout. Four strikeouts for Jokola as the streaks leave a couple. No runs, one hit. No Richmond airs. Two runners left on base. We have played 5.5. 2-0 our score in favor of New Munich. On to the bottom of the sixth in 1 minute on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Innovative technology, the leader in our community. Albany Mutual Telephone, proudly connecting you to the world for 70 years. As your local hometown service provider, we offer digital TV service with a crystal clear picture, phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds. Thank you for choosing us. We look forward to serving you. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
Onto the sixth here in Meyer Grove, and the sixth starts. First pitch swinging. Sam Holthaus wraps one through the right side past the diving glove of Chad Funk, and the Royals get the leader on for just the second time today, Randy Rothstein, as Holthaus just saw what he liked and punched it through the right side.
Yeah, if you're Richmond, Kirby, you got to tell yourselves that, yeah, we get a guy on. We're just one swing of the bat away from tying this up and making it a new ball game. And yeah, to get their leadoff man on in the inning, that's a plus for him.
Fifth Richmond hit, all singles, as Holthaus aboard at first. Justin Schrader to the batter's box. First pitch to Justin. He hits one into right. That ball will drop. Might have a play at second. The throw to second is not in time. It actually gets away from Will Funk. Holthaus with a tough read on that. Nice play by Schiffler and Wright to get it in there, and a little short hop. Will Funk unable to get it. If you could ump from the press box, was he out or safe if he catches that?
He was safe.
Okay.
He was safe, but I'm just wondering why Sam didn't get a better read on that, Kirby. I mean, from up here, you could see
that ball's down. Yeah.
It's down. Yeah.
Quickly out of the dugout comes Paul Sand, as gives me an opportunity to let you know that this broadcast is not possible without the fine folks at Corky's Bar, Brandon Stan Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, Grove Mutual, Kramer Lumber, Leo's Auto Body and Glass, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, B&S Excavating, Buyer Built, Freeport State Bank, Greenwald Pub, John Dold Century 21 First Realty, Meyer Grove Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Unit, Pep's Pork, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, St. Martin National Bank, Columbia Gear, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Seed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM, Central Minnesota Realty, Sportsman's Den, and Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. The Sand Mound visit has come to an end. Kyle Buddy to the batter's box. Good bunter. We'll see if Blaine Ottman asks Kyle to bunt. He squares, and he bunts one foul up the first base line. Got the bunt down, but pushed it foul up the first base line, Randy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I mean, you're going to get another shot here, hopefully, at it for Kyle. But Silver Streaks charging, bringing Nolan Sand down that first baseline. Joe Stengler was holding on the play.
Got to stay man your post over at third. If you charge in, Holthaus could just walk behind you on the steal. So one strike the count. Funk trying to keep Holthaus close at second. Kyle squares again. He pops the bunt up. Funk will not be able to catch it, and Kyle's going to have to look for another avenue to try to get the runners moving. I have not been impressed with the bunting in the region tournament thus far, Randy.
No, it has not been good at all, Kirby.
Good pitchers are tough to hit and tough to bunt, of course, I know, but it seems like the bunting of, might be the old man sounding here, but the bunting of my youth, it seemed like the sacrifices were a lot more prominent. So 0-2 the count. Royals get a couple singles here in the sixth inning. Buddy, the 0-2 offering from Reller, that is hit on the ground, fielded by Ty. He comes to third base, and out at third is Sam Holthaus. Holthaus sliding hard as Stengler is out at third base. As Holthaus patting Stengler on the back, it was a hard slide by Sam, and it seems like the dust has settled. Joe with a big grin on his face. Ooh. Right there.
Joe didn't expect that that slide, and he ended up getting tripped by Holthaus as he was pulling his foot after the force out, and Joe ended up hitting the ground pretty hard.
So Schrader at second, Buddy at first now. The batter will be Dusty Adams. It's a tough spot there for Richmond, too, Randy. He'd be bunting to the bottom of the order as the first pitch to Dusty. Curveball drops in there nicely for strike one. Dusty's 0-3 thus far with a couple right-side bounce outs to the vacuum, Nolan Sand. Now we see Jimmy Toole out of the New Munich dugout, jogging down the right field line to go heat it up for the Streaks if things get hairier for Reller here in the sixth. The one-strike pitch to Adams. That curls in there for a strike as well, and Dusty's in a hole at 0-2.
Yeah, that's a big, nasty curveball there by Ty Reller.
Threw it on 0-0. Threw it on 0-1. Dusty looked at them both. Justin Schrader's at second. Kyle Buddy's at first. As Reller, the lefty, he set the 0-2 pitch to Adams. Curveball bounced right side. That is fielded by Funk. He will step on the bag. Runners all bump up a base.
That's by Sand over there.
Yeah, Sand with the play. Retiring Adams, three unassisted for the third time over there today. Schrader at second base. Schrader at third base, Buddy at second base, and with two away, it's up to Carter Thielen here for Richmond. So Reller gets the first two men of the inning to the first two men single off him. Then it's a couple bounce outs. Runners at second and third. First pitch to Thielen popped up, fouling out of play by Carter. Aggressive hack on 0-0 right there. 2-0 our score in the bottom of the sixth inning. Reller looking to dance around those two leadoff singles. Buddy leads from second. The one-strike pitch to Thielen popped up, fouling out of play. Boy, is he relying on that off-speed right now, Randy.
Yeah, he is going to that. And, you know, it's throwing Richmond hitters off right now, Kirby. You're so in tune with that fastball, and all of a sudden you come with off-speed and more off-speed. That's tough.
Two quick strikes for Ty. He set his two-strike pitch to Thielen. That's hit in the air to deep left center field. Back going. The left fielder still back. He doesn't make the catch. The ball pops right out of the glove of the left fielder, Hunter Rademacher. It's a two RBI double for Carter Thielen. Hunter had to go a long, long way, Randy. And for a brief moment in time, I thought he did it.
He had it at the end of his glove, Kirby, and when he hit the ground, it popped out. It popped out at the very end. That was almost a spectacular catch by Hunter Rademacher. Wow.
Two RBI double for Carter Thielen. He needed that one after his big throwing error he had back in the second inning, and now we're 2-2 our score. Go-ahead run at second base for Richmond, and the batter is Adam Bacchus. Three hits on the inning for the Royals. As the first pitch to Bucky, big swing and a miss right there from Bacchus as he comes up empty.
Chase that one up by his letters there.
Thinking that Reller was going to come with something meaty on 0-0. Oh, I thought Rademacher had that thing. I mean, it was all but in his glove until it just bounced out. As Bacchus hits one right side, Sand will field. That's Funk will field and flip it to Nolan Sand. They got too many Sands and Funks on this team. But a nice play by Chad. He flips it to the first baseman, Nolan Sand, for out number three, and that does it for the Royals in the sixth. But they tied up in the sixth, scoring two runs on three hits. There were no errors, one runner left on base. Whole new ball game through six. 2-2 our score between Richmond and New Munich. On to the seventh in a minute on Chasm Radio.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Your dependable neighbor broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
The final state tournament berth in Region 15C will be finalized in the last third of the ball game here. As on to the seventh we go, top of the seventh, top of the order for the streaks. It starts with Chad Funk looking at a first pitch ball from Luke Jokula. Two RBI double for Carter Thielen, tying things up as Richmond punching back in the bottom of the sixth inning. And a whole new ball game, Randy Rothstein, as the 1-0 offering from Jokula to Funk is in there for a strike. Streaks didn't like it. Chad kind of ducking down, trying to alter the zone, but Steve Hennon says in there, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, Chad has that habit of just ducking down on every pitch.
1-1 pitch is missing for a ball. Now 2-1. It'll be Funk, Funk, Funk. As Funk times three for the streaks here. Chad Logan will, as they get their fourth look at Luke Jokela, as this pitch is in there for a strike to Chad to even it up at 2-2. Had a single in the third, strikeout and a flyout around there.
Both bullpens active right now, Kirby.
Nybauer and Tool, respectively. 2-2 pitch is below the knees for a ball to fill it up at 3-2. And Randy, another long Chad Funk at bat.
Absolutely. Chad is making Luke Jokela work today.
As the left-hander rocks and fires. Payoff pitch to Funk is outside, ball four, and a lead-off walk for Chad Funk. And we'll see Logan Funk, see if Paul San asks him to bunt. So a walk issued on six pitches to Chad Funk. Go-ahead run aboard at first for the Silver Streaks with nobody out here in the seventh inning. Nybauer continues to throw in the Royal bullpen. Logan squares. First pitch is missing outside for a ball.
Yeah, you know, now is when the strategy comes in, Kirby, because let's say Logan Funk's successful with the sacrifice. You got first base open. Do you put Will Funk on?
There it is.
And you take your chance with Ty Reller.
Pickoff attempt as back safely at first is Chad Funk. 1-0 is our count right here. Logan Funk, a flyout to right, reached on a fielder's choice, and a flyout to left. He squares. That pitch missing down and away. Now 2-0 from Jokela.
I guess that's all irrelevant. You got to throw strikes.
That's what you got to do. Bunt strikes. Got to throw them as well. Big crowd on hand here for the last one on our Saturday. They've seen a good one thus far. As he squares again, that 2-0 pitch is missing for a ball. Now 3-0. Jokela walking Funk, and he's falling behind to another Funk. As his 3-0 pitch, high ball four. So you could say, Randy, that Luke is in a funk as he walks the first two men here in the seventh inning. And that'll bring Will Funk to the batter's box. Blaine Ottman out of the dugout quickly. We'll see. Blaine's looking to the pen, and I think that's going to be the gate for Luke Jokela, as it will be Adam Nybauer coming into the game here with two on and nobody out in the seventh inning. So Jokela's afternoon comes to an end. We're going to take a timeout for the defensive change. We'll be back after the pitching change. Top seven, first two men on for New Munich. We will be back in 1 minute on KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to all the area teams at the Region 15C Baseball Tournament.
On to, well, we're still here in the seventh inning as it's a defensive change for the Richmond Royals, Randy.
It is indeed. Adam Nybauer, the draftee from Farming, on in relief of Luke Jokela. Nybauer, the right-hander, had some work last week, Kirby, in the Royals' loss, and now gets that opportunity to face New Munich with runners at first and second and nobody out, and gets to face their best hitter.
I was going to say, welcome to the party, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Tie game, first and second, nobody out, and their best hitter in the batter's box, and Will Funk. So Nybauer out onto the mound. He's finishing. He has finished his warm-up pitches. Will Funk to the batter's box, and this is the head-scratcher now runs. Do you put it on the ground with Will Funk, or do you let him hit?
Yeah, I think you let him hit. You got the go-ahead run out at second base. Take your chances with Will Funk hitting here.
Nybauer, the farming big right-hander, looks out at Chad Funk. First offering, Will, no indication of a bunt. Big swing and a miss right there for strike one.
He had his aim in for Al Rosa.
Yeah, he had 5-2 on his mind, not runners at second and third. Healthy hack at that one from Will, who is 1-for-3 on the day with a stolen base. That was all against Jokula. Jim Tools warm-up has come to an end in the Silver Streak pen. Nybauer manicuring the mound a little bit. As one strike the count. Right-hander set. Comes home. His one-strike pitch is off speed, and that pitch just missing right there, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Randy, you don't want to join Luke Jokula in his laps around the park?
No.
His jog? No? Okay. You do have work to do.
That's right.
Maybe after the ninth. Nybauer comes home. His 1-1 pitch. That is off the plate for a ball. Now 2-1 to Will Funk. It's been two walks this inning already. Chad Funk walking and Logan Funk walking on four pitches. 2-1 the count to the Silver Streak shortstop. As Nybauer set right at the midsection, his 2-1 pitch, that's popped up. That'll twist out of play, moving our count to 2-2.
Boy, Will's had a couple healthy cuts against Adam Nybauer here. And so we've seen Nybauer throw the fastball, Kirby. We've seen him throw the big curveball, that off speed. And it's like, what are you going to throw Will Funk now here at 2-2?
2-2 the count. Chad Funk at second base, go-ahead run. Logan Funk at first base. Nybauer will step off the back of the rubber. Chad's seen that a time or two in his day. That old dog has seen that trick. He gets back to the base safely. 2-2 the count. Big farming right-hander set. His pause. He'll come home. His 2-2 pitch. Off speed. Swung on and missed. Boy, did he slow that thing down, Randy,
wow.
And gets Will to swing through it.
That ball Kirby just dove. As Will Funk was watching that, came right over the plate and just dropped.
So Nybauer with the old space ball right there. Brings Ty Reller to the plate. Right-hander set, his first offering to Ty Reller. That pitch is hit in the air to center field. Carter Thielen going back. Carter making the catch on the run. Are they going to say it? Okay, they'll say it's on the transfer there. Popped out of his glove. But they said it was on the transfer and a big out number two, and I think that was the right call, Randy.
Yeah, the base umpire, Hemish, was watching that all the way. Saw him reach for it after he had gloved it, and it just kind of popped out of his hand.
Never know what you're going to see at the ballpark, huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, Carter makes the catch for big out number two, and now it's Joe Stengler to the batter's box for the Silver Streaks.
The hard swinging Joe Stengler.
That's what it'll say on his tombstone someday. As the first pitch popped up, fouling out of play. And by someday, I mean like 70 years from now, Randy. I'm not putting a timer on Joe or anything like that. Stengler today singled off the third base bag in the second inning, bounced out to third in the fourth, was walked last inning in the sixth. 2-2 our score here, top of the seventh. Nybauer's one-strike pitch to Stengler. He gets the heater by Joe. And Stangler's in a hole at 0-2. Stengler looks back at Steve Hennen, asking where that pitch's location was. 0-2 the count.
I like dumping, and I told you this last year, too, with Joe Stengler at the plate. Joe was always talking.
Yeah?
He's always trying to sell it.
0-2 the count. Nybauer set. The right-hander comes home. His 0-2 pitch. That's popped up. Right field, tough play, Miller long run, and it'll be Kyle Buddy calling everybody off. The Richmond veteran jumps in front of two much taller players, makes the catch on the run, and a first and second nobody out jam that Nybauer comes into. He easily skates around with a strikeout and a couple flyouts, and that does it for the Streaks in the seventh. No runs on no hits, no Richmond errors, two runners left on base. Stretch time in Meyer Grove. 2-2 our score onto the bottom of the seventh, coming up in a minute right here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural needs, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Make the switch and start your new career at Beyer Built Woodworks in Belgrade. Beyer is a family-owned company that offers fantastic benefits. Right now, they're looking for a general laborer, assembler, and night shift truck loader with a $20 starting wage. Beyer Built Woodworks, a millwork distributor in Belgrade, offers health, dental, life, disability, 401k with company match, paid time off, and revenue sharing with a strong, growing company. Apply today at BeyerBuilt.com. That's B-A-Y-E-R, BeyerBuilt.com.
Also have positions for machine operators, route drivers, and over-the-road drivers.
Bottom of the seventh, and it's the top of the Richmond order. It starts with Chase Elstrier looking at a first pitch off-speed down and away. Reller's one-strike pitch is on the corner for a strike at 1-1. Well, the region commissioner is here, Randy. I think you told me I have to guess first.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to go with attendance today as the 1-1 pitch to Elshire. That's missing up at 2-1. I'm going to go with 475. 475 is my guess to the Randys, yeah, as the 2-1 pitch to Elshire down and away, now 3-1.
And I will go 476.
65. Yes. So you're thinking lower than I said.
I am.
Reller's 3-1 to Elshire. That is inside a ball, and the go-ahead run aboard. 5-0-9, the number. So Randy, who did not buy me my treat from last night's victory, has owes me another one tomorrow. I get two candy bars tomorrow.
Oh, Randy Shaneberg.
We're going to get the
5-0-9, that's a good crowd.
5-0-9 is a great crowd.
With 300 some last night?
Yeah, 2470, the weekend total. As we're going to call a pinch runner out after the Elshire walk. And so Aaron Buddy will check out of the dugout, and Aaron will pinch run for Chase Elshire. The batter's going to be Cam Miller here. We've got nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Miller into the batter's box. Randy, I'd say he'll be bunting.
Cam probably will lay it down. He's got one sacrifice bunt today.
He squares. He puts it down. And, wow, barehanded play by Reller. Oh. What a stab by the lefty.
If he doesn't get that, that's a base hit.
If he doesn't get that thing, it's first and second. Nobody out. What a nice stab right there by Ty Reller. Miller does the job. And so 1-3 on the putout for out number one. And the batter is Cole Schmitz. Aaron Buddy, the go-ahead run at second base for Richmond. Just when I got a chance to give my fingernails a break, Randy, the Royals go put a threat together here, and Cole will be intentionally walked, as I think everybody saw that coming.
And Richmond fans not happy?
Well, come on. Leads the tournament in every slugging category, and first base is open. Doesn't take too much to think to walk him. He is 0-3 on the day, but Sam Holthaus the batter now. Reller set. Buddy leads from second. First offering to Holthaus, missing high for a ball. Sammy knocked a single through the right side last inning to get things going for the Royals in the sixth.
Base hit was last at bat.
1-0 the count. Buddy, his lead from second base. 1-0 to Holthaus is on the corner for a strike. Nice spot right there by Reller, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. State tournament berth available for either of these teams. Reller's 1-1 to Holthaus. Big swing and a miss right there from Holthaus on the off speed, moving our count to 1-2. Cole Schmitz at first. Aaron Buddy pinch running for Chase Elshire at second. Tied at 2, bottom 7. Reller set. His two-strike pitch to Holthaus is cracked foul up the first base line. Carter Dronnell, first base coaching for the Royals, will field that one. 1-2 the count. Reller has gone the distance. Kind of breezed through his first five. The six is really where the Royals kind of got something cooking. The pitch to Holthaus, fouled straight back by Sam. Count will stay put at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Randy's making fun of me for Randy Schamberg, that is making fun of me for pacing here in the press box, wearing a hole in this Meyer Grove flooring. 1-2 the count. Wilt Funk trying to keep Buddy close as that pitch is in there. Strike three. Buzzes it in on the hands, and Holthaus goes down looking. What a pitch by Ty Reller.
Oh, Ty came up with his biggest pitch of the day so far. That's against Holthaus. Bender there that just froze Sam at the plate.
Wasn't thinking the heater on the hands was coming, and Holthaus goes down looking for Reller. Strikeout number four, none bigger than that one. It's up to Justin Schrader now for Richmond here in the seventh. First pitch to Justin, missing down and away for a ball. Cold Spring Rockies take a lead. They're up 2-1 halfway through the sixth inning in Eden Valley over St. Joe. Rockies looking to go back to the state tournament. 2-1, 2 out, 2-2 our score. The pitch to Schrader hit on the ground towards second. Funk fields. He'll flip to Will Funk at second, and Richmond squanders a nice chance in the seventh, just like New Munich did in the seventh. No runs on no hits. There were no New Munich errors and two runners left on base. We've played seven, 2-2 our score. I get to exhale, and Randy gets to take over for the final two innings. You'll hear it coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you're looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, they've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, they're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring you the best meat to your table. They invite you to try their products today and join their growing family of satisfied customers.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Stop it at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op 320-987-3297.
All right, we've had some pitching heroics here as Adam Neibauer came on last inning and quelled the threat by the New Munich Silver Streaks, and then in the bottom of the seventh inning, it was Ty Reller just shutting down the Richmond Royals with runners out on the base path. So our pitchers have done the job, and we head to the top of the eighth inning. It'll be Neil Anderson facing right-hander Adam Neibauer of Farming Flames, who's drafted by the Richmond Royals. Anderson so far today, 1-for-2. Chops his foul at the plate, and the count 0-1 to Anderson will be Neil Anderson, Jacob Hinnekamp, and Nolan Sand. Neibauer, very methodical, takes his time and delivers to Anderson. Curveball, a strike called, and 0-2. We are tied 2-2. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for New Munich. Two runs, seven hits, and an error for Richmond. It's a little bit low and inside to Anderson, and the count at 1-2.
Seeding game in Class B, Moorhead with a couple touchdowns. They beat the Springers today 26-7 up in Moorhead, Randy.
Yikes.
They had the ground game going, the passing game going.
That's going to hit Anderson in the shoulder, and Neil's going to take first base after being hit by the pitch. And here's where Paul Sand is going to use a pinch runner. He's going to bring in Stangler. He's going to pinch run for Neil Anderson. That Keegan Stangler
running for Anderson. Jacob Hinnenkamp will be the batter.
And look for Jacob Hinnenkamp probably to attempt a bunt. Hinnenkamp so far today, 0-for-3. Throw to first. Stangler back safely.
And your pitchers, Kirby, that are in tune, they always know when the new guys come
in.
Yeah. Check them out. Altshire creeping in on the bag over at third. Going is Stangler, and he is going to be thrown out at second base. As I don't know if Keegan thought he had the straight steal or what, but Hinnenkamp pulled back on the bunt attempt, and he's cut down trying to steal.
You never bunt and steal at this. I mean, you're not squeezing him to second base, so somebody missed something there, Randy. And
yeah.
I thought he almost got around that at second base. Nick Hemish, better view than me, but.
Yeah. As Hinnenkamp takes the ball low and 2-0 now. Yeah. Chad Funk put that tag on, had to go out and get the baseball and then sweep around and put the tag on him. 2-0 the count. Hinnenkamp pops this one up foul and out of play. And two balls and a strike.
It was almost like Schmitz was almost surprised when he got the ball.
So.
Like, is he actually going?
2-1 the count. Hinnenkamp, ground ball up the middle. This be a tough play for Bacchus. Right at the bag at second, he throws and gets the speedy Hinnenkamp by a step.
Neibauer jumping up, trying to get that ball. That's where the dugout's saying, get out of the way. Let those those guys get it. Especially going after it with his bare right hand.
Into the plate, Nolan Sand. Nolan, perfect day, going 3-for-3. First baseman for the Silver Streaks, and here's a ground ball up the middle. Bacchus will get another attempt. His throw to first again, right by second base. Good, 6-3 on the foot out. That'll do it for New Munich in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on base. 7.5. New Munich 2, Richmond 2. More Region 15 seed baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments. Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams.